is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Boost Academy, Ron's Electric Motors, Bank of the Bahamas, the Progressive Liberal Party, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Marco's Pizza, and the Free National Movement.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio. Welcome back. I guess back from yesterday, right? I don't know. Let me just start saying good afternoon. Or how'd it go? We do that. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you here with us today. It's nomination day. Let me ask you a question. What are y'all doing? Y'all are out here in droves. What happened to the 5 vaccinated people? Some of y'all, quite a number of you, will likely not be voting on election day because you're going to be in the hospital. But carry on smartly. I see trucks full of people. FNM and PLP. More PLP supporters out. PLP seem to be fired up. Good for y'all. It's nomination day, and today is the day that we understand who is vying exactly for which constituency. For certain. We're going to understand their purported net worth, and we're going to understand how many people are going to forfeit $400 to the government of the Bahamas, having wasted their time in an election they have no chance of winning. So it's going to be interesting. Do this for me, though. Stay away from me, okay? You want to go campaign and have a big crowd and party out, and I've seen your headquarters, and it's, right, some people wearing masks, some people ain't, y'all 50 deep. Stay away from me. That's all I ask. Go, y'all go, enjoy the COVID with each other. Please. Stay away from me. All right, today we're going to be talking about some of these issues, and we're going to talk about some current affairs in the next hour. We will be speaking with the Bahamas Alzheimer's and Dementia Association. They're celebrating an anniversary. They have some events planned as well, and we're going to talk about the issue. So it's an incredibly important one. One that if you've not had to deal with, you really don't understand the scope of it. All right? Now. So first, right, It's not funny. It's not funny. Someone broke into the F&M headquarters this morning, overnight. They, like, went through the roof into the... through the roof, into the headquarters, messed some stuff up. I don't know if anything was stolen. Anyone know if anything was stolen? Some stuff, would they steal? Yeah, pay posters. What's, come, listen. Don't oversell it, all right? It's wrong. You shouldn't break into FM headquarters. Don't oversell it. Like, that's Fort Knox or something like that. What y'all had in there, the VAT money? That's where y'all keep the VAT money in. What they break in there for? Campaign post, your personnel files? Someone's like, they tried to log on to our... Oh, no! They tried to log on to the computers in the F&M head... Oh, is the power grid secure? Will there be a terrorist attack? Be serious, all right? It's not good. It's wrong for you to break into F&M headquarters. Let's not pretend like, you know... So, Matt, we're going to cover it. It's news, obviously. The PLP's like, we hope that the police bring this to a swift, bring this investigation to a swift resolution. I don't know if we're going to make it in these next 3 weeks. It's getting wacky. This is Juan, how did you sleep last night? Oh, thank you for your concern. I slept great, because I took sleeping, I took Somanex. But I think I took too much, you know, when you don't get to burn it off and you still feel that, like, drowsy buzziness, although I worked out. So there's that. Hold on. I can't read these. I gotta get my glasses. And you can call me about whatever you'd like, particularly the fact that today's nomination day. A lot of y'all could have given that $400 to some school children who need, you know, campaign gate. Exactly. I guess Watergate. You know what I mean? They broke into the F&M headquarters. Holy smokes, Batman. Commissioner Gordon, engage the bat signal. A major, major crime has gone down. The Riddler's responsible. All right? Now, well, I slept good. I took the Somanex and, you know, because I didn't want a chance not sleeping well. Because I can't take two nights of not sleeping good. You'll be break up, you know? So I'm fine. A little drowsy. I should have gotten a Coke or something because I can't. I drink coffee, but I can't drink coffee after noon. It's too much for me. And I can't take too much coffee on my stomach. So I don't really drink it after the morning. What does it say? It says illegal break-ins are not a joke. It's y'all making it a joke, like by blowing it up, like so, like the crown jewels are missing. Like, yeah, that's unfortunate that vandals broke into the F&M headquarters, but you know what I mean? Like, people are online, like, freaking out. I'm like, okay. Was someone shot? What happened? Says, good day, Mr. McCartney. Please tell the Minister of Education, Jeffrey Loy, that BTVI is still waiting on our back pay. Civil servants and quasi-government workers got theirs today. Why did we not get our back pay like everyone else? Could you ask the minister, please? I'll try to find out for you. Juan Brave in Cat Island was surrounded by at least 50 people. When Cat Island has an outbreak, who will they blame? Well, again, a number of you will not be able to get out of your bed to vote on election day because of your behavior today. Says, hi, Juan, we forgot many PLP supporters did not register last election because of Mr. Christie, and many people got caught off guard with this snap election. The F&M has the edge. I don't know if that gives the F&M an edge. It says, Juan, what do you think the government should do with the candidate's $400, man? I say buy two Bitcoin or some Cardano and cash out on election day. Some we could keep based on these candidates. A lot of y'all just throwing away money. It's your money and it's your right to offer for the seat
but you should make a considered decision as if you actually have a chance. Didn't Levin run last election? Your $400 went to a good cause, Levin. You paid some civil servants. A policeman got paid because you ran last election. Let me stop. Levin got like 60 votes. How about that? Yeah. He got something. Ain't like nobody voted. Some of these people got like 4 votes. And that was them voting, them and their family voting for themselves. All right? Now, let's talk about the fallout from the debacle with the unions yesterday. But before I do that, sorry, I'm going to do that in a minute. Before I do that, so I see the FNM chairman is saying quarantine people shouldn't vote. I don't know what he's talking about because he doesn't understand the actual law. If you read the story, he's saying he doesn't know if people who are ill can vote, which is one of the main reasons for the advanced poll. You know, you should not speak to these things if you don't know what you're talking about. That's my rule of thumb. Like, just don't talk about it. If you don't know what you're talking about, if you're not familiar with what you're saying, just the subject, then just don't offer any suggestion because you don't know, right? You don't know that that's your party's position, but yet you're stating that. You don't know that that's the prime minister's position or the competent authority's position. There's nothing in law that bars quarantine people from voting. So you should just not talk about it. All right. Here's what the PLP had to say about the union issue. All right. This is Fred Mitchell talking about the union issue. He says, wait a second, I lost it. Let me find it. Oh, by the way, the numbers to call in are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259, 422-4796, 422-4796. Where is it? I lost it. Oh, forget it. Let me find it. Hold on. I'm scrolling through my messages. There's 6,000 messages about nomination day. Look at this. This is reckless. Look at this. But I see they got the plexiglass at the polls. That's good. I can't find it. Hold on. Bear with me. This says, okay, I got it. Statement by chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. In response to statement by NCTU affiliates. The Progressive Liberal Party has been approached by the press about a public dissent by some purported affiliate member unions of the National Congress of Trade Unions. You see that shade he's throwing there? Purported? How is the Bahamas Union of Teachers a purported affiliate of the National Congress of Trade Unions? How does that, is it purportedly? Really? How's the Bahamas Public Service Union purportedly, that's who's saying it, purportedly a part of the National Congress of Trade Unions? How's the hotel union purportedly a part of them? Since we've seen the press release, it's not for us to comment on an internal matter of the umbrella union. We executed an agreement with both umbrella unions as bodies corporate in good faith, and we remain committed to the objectives of the memorandum. We look forward to and anticipate the ratification of the Memorandum of Understanding in due course. Yeah, I think that this was a bad idea for you guys to get into this, and I don't think that you should have entertained them in order to get some positive press coverage for just a short time. I think that it looks sloppy on the part of the Progressive Liberal Party, and it's now you're hauled into a mess with the union. All right? It's crazy. Now, let's see what the union had to say about this kerfuffle. Because I'm gonna tell you, I spoke to a head of one of these unions that is protesting, and they told me that they had a meeting the day of the signing at 11 a.m., because they're among the executive, some of them are among the executive of the NCTUB. They had a meeting at 11 a.m., and at 3 p.m., someone called this person and said, well, why aren't you at this signing? And they were like, what signing? What are you talking about? Like, yeah, Evans and O.B. Ferguson are signing an agreement with the PLP that are supporting the PLP in the next election. And the person said, no one ever said that to me. That didn't come up at all in the meeting that they were signing any agreement. There was some talk about this. They were talking to the PLP, but no one talked about signing any agreement. That wasn't something that we did. Yesterday, the NCTUB's Assistant Secretary General Daniel Thompson expressed disappointment that the rogue elements of the Congress, who seek leadership of the same, are prepared to bring into the public domain matters internal to the organization. We will not be tempted to behave likewise. Suffice it to say that the majority of the affiliates of the NCTUB have the confidence in the current leadership, which has been ordered by consent by the Supreme Court to remain in place until matters brought by rogue elements of the Congress are fully disposed of. Additionally, the unsigned document is full of misinformation and half-truths. It also includes unions that are observers of the NCTUB. While the affiliate statement was not signed, the statement was said to be from the Airport Airline Allied Workers Union, the Bahamas Airline Pilots Association, the Bahamas Commercial Stores and Warehouse Union, the Bahamas Financial Services Union, the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union, the Bahamas Musician and Entertainers Union, the Bahamas Public Services Union, the Bahamas Union of Teachers, and the Union of Public Officers. Thompson said that the MOU, which is pending ratification by the PLP's General Counsel, is an extract of the workers' agenda, which was developed by the two umbrella trade unions. He said, notwithstanding the signing of the documents as approved by the Executive Council of the NCTUB, it is pending the ratification by the Central Council of the NCTUB. The document was discussed and approved by the Executive Board in its August 24th, 2021 meeting, at which a majority of executives were present. The document, the Workers' Agenda, is the culmination of discussions with NCTUB and CBTUC affiliates over the last several months. Now, you see what he said? He said the document. All right. Which document are you talking about? Because the union had told me that it was the workers' agenda that was discussed and approved and not the MOU with the PLP. That's what I was told. All right? So you guys got to get your stuff together. You don't sign something and then ratify it afterward. You know, that's usually not what you should do. Like, how am I going to, if you give me a bargaining agreement, do you do your bargaining agreements that way? Is that how you approach all your business? If you have negotiations going on between the hotel union and Atlantis, and Atlantis gives you a proposal, and you say, well, this is a proposal we can live with, you then take that before your membership and go, this is what they're saying. We didn't get everything we want, but if you guys agree, then we'll go sign it. You don't go strike the deal with Atlantis and then sign off on it, and then the workers aren't sure what's in it. They weren't sure you were going to sign off on it. In my view, that's how it should work. You should figure out that this is really what we want, and then go ahead and sign it. You don't go sign something and then go, oh, well, you know, it's not, we don't want it, so forget it. And what was the point of signing it in the first place? Like, is that, if you have a heads of agreement with somebody, right? Do you go and sign it and then come back to the parliament and go, well, it's not what we want, so, you know, don't, let's vacate it. Well, they don't even table most of the heads of agreements in parliament anymore. Oh, I'm sorry, we got a caller. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
McCartney, in my opinion, this is why nothing could get done for Wakers. This union, there's no unity in the union.
Correct.
That's the reason why we have like two Labor Day march. Mm-hmm. What is this?
Yeah.
It's always a mix-up with these people. Like, they never together. And this election, like a lot before it, you find a union, former union leader as a candidate.
Frequently.
Everybody got their own agenda. Now, this thing with what they signed with the union, signed with the PLP or whatever, it's obvious that everybody in the union is not on board with it. And there's a lot of hullabaloo about it. But I'm trying to figure out now what is stopping those so-called rogue members or people who ain't down with that from talking to the FNM.
Right.
Isn't the executive still in place?
Yes, the executive still is in place. And also, the PLP knew that they had an ongoing court battle over the leadership.
Yeah,
but yet they still went ahead and executed this agreement. I don't know what else you would have expected.
But McCartney, all I'm saying is, I hear the FNM chairman, Kyle Kalbo, making a bunch of noise about this. What is stopping the executive branch tomorrow from sitting down with the union and say, look, I could see your memorandum of understanding and raise you by the 13th of this month before the election, the outstanding money and say, yo, what is stopping them from doing that?
Yeah.
Could that not happen?
I suppose so, I guess.
So I don't see why they're making all this noise. You go sit down with the union if you find you feel like the PLP trying to use the union. You one up them, you get the public voice.
Now, what I think would have been a smarter move on behalf of the leadership of the union would have been to go to each political party and say, here's an agreement we want to make with you. We're not going to come out in support of any particular party, but we can all make an agreement that these are the things you're going to do for workers, like kind of a contract with the labor movement, you know?
That's it.
That would have made more sense to me.
The mistake has been made. It was a mistake.
Yeah, because if you look at the language of it, right? So they're saying that the parties agree that the PLP will be supported by the labor movement to become the next government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So that's unequivocal, right? Because you can't support every party to become the next government. So you've picked a side. So I don't know that this made sense for them to do this like this. But thanks for calling. Let's go to another phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Is it Evans?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's so fantastic.
Trouble in paradise.
Huh?
I said trouble in paradise.
I'm over at the trouble. Just need some clarity. That's all we need.
Well, let's have some clarity. What the unions are saying that you didn't have their permission to sign this. What do you say to that?
Okay. Let's remember this. The workers' agenda, tells of which I hope will come out real soon. Number one, let me start at the beginning. We, the NCTUB and the TUC, have been trying for years to unite under one umbrella to be a formidable force for workers' rights, for the protection of workers' rights. We had formed a subcommittee that's even trying to get us to march together on Labor Day. Okay, coming out of that, we had begun working on protections of workers. Some of the tenets of the workers' agenda are old. When I say old, they're legacy issues that we've been trying to get successive governments to try to put in place. For instance, the portable pensions. For instance, persons who may work with one company and then move on to another company, that the pension kind of follow them, not to be a burden to company B if you move from company A to company B, but to make sure, because vesting years is like 11 or 12 years on average. And so instead of moving to company, you move to company B. You wouldn't start over at year one. It kind of carry over. They would transfer your funds or your pension contributions to, if company B has another has their own pension scheme, then it would transfer over. So there's a continuation and no stoppage. It happened there, livable wage. You know that recently, University of the Bahamas did a study. Livable wage to live in Nassau should be around $15 an hour. In Grand Bahama should be around $17 an hour. We're referring to one progressive, party vying for office said that they would increase minimum wage to about $250 a week. Mm-hmm. But that's a dollar that they're adding to the $5.25 an hour. And so we wanted to peg livable wage, not to minimum wage, but to livable wage, move towards that, understanding that we may never reach the desired goals, but at least we have a target commensurate to the cost of living in this country as we move forward. We also have protections in there if you have a foreign direct investment coming to the country. When they come in and they engage our Bahamian worker, we want to put some kind of money in escrow that they can't leave just in case that things don't work out for them. They don't fall upon and leave and leave our workers holding the bag. These kind of legislative stuff, we have put in the WICS agenda. We send that agenda to all political parties. While I did not speak directly with Lincoln Bain, I understand that I was made to understand that he had endorsed the WICS agenda. We, as I know, didn't hear from the from the Free National Movement. We heard from the Progressive Liberal Party, who tweaked some things, and a lot of those items in the agenda, some of them are statutory limited. There are limitations statutorily. Mm-hmm. Some new legislation may have to be put in place to accommodate some of them. And so with the Progressive Liberal Party, it was agreed that they would, in principle, kind of agree to look forward to this.
Okay.
But having said all that, and I really didn't want to bring up the Congress problems. But we do have an issue in our Congress where we are divided. Mm-hmm. We are divided such that we ran into election in December 2019. One of our affiliates was not financial and was offering themselves to participate in the electoral process. Okay. Before our convention was over, we were served with a writ on injunction not to proceed with the election until the matter started concerning the particular affiliate. Unfortunately, December led into the Christmas. There was a postponement. And then next thing you know, the following year, 2020, the COVID thing hit, and there was a cessation of all cases. Until this year, April, we got another date to the courts to provide some documents concerning our constitution. And then the court is set to be held in January. Having said that, there's a consent order that the current executive board must be in place until the court hearing, until the court matter is over. We have been agitating for that particular affiliate to please withdraw the matter so we can continue the work of the Congress and move forward, because it has caused a divide. There are factions of those who were prepared, who were applying for office, because remember, I went around this Labor Day saying that I'm done. I was moving on.
I remember that.
I would always be a part of labor, but it was moving off the scene. That December 2019 was an opportunity, was the time I thought I would have an opportunity to move off the scene. Unfortunately, by a court order, we are in place until this matter is resolved. The affiliate refused to withdraw the matter, and so we still have this divide. We have attempted to call meetings, but the work still has to continue. We are joint forces in putting together this workers' agenda. And trust me, there's no union, no affiliate, who is against the tenets of those agreements or those recommend or proposed items in the workers' agenda. No one's opposed to it.
Yeah, but okay?
I'll let you speak right now, but we thought every vying political party wanted to be a part of that. Now I'll get to this thing and talk about that they were not informed, nor did they give consent.
Okay.
The unions listed in that missive. All right. At least four of them are not financial. One of them is the affiliate that put the costly injunction against us moving forward. Mm-hmm. They have no voice. Once you're not financial, you can't even vote. So to suggest that you didn't give the okay for us to go and do it, you're not even in the place to give consent or not to go and agree. So it's unfortunate that we are at this place where we are. We expected it too, mind you. To say that there may have been no proper dialogue, some of that could be partially true, but some of the persons on who were listed in that union were participants of the dialogue concerning the items in the MOU, or the workers' agenda, I would say.
Okay.
Okay?
I got to ask you
that
this.
That is where we stand right now.
Okay, fair enough.
It's unfortunate, but that's where we stand.
I get that, and that's an internal matter that I get is tricky, and you got to navigate. But my question to you is this, you and Mr. Ferguson, how do you go and commit all of your union's members to support the PLP when you know very well that there are thousands of people in those unions who do not support the PLP?
Let's be clear on that. That is a fallacy.
That you support the PLP? That's what it says.
Wait, listen. That's a fallacy. No union president, right, like any church leader could say, we commit that our union, our members going to follow you and we're going to support you. Okay? That's a fallacy. In our Congress alone, we know of certain presidents, secretary generals, so we know their colors. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to commit. They're not going to commit to any to say that we're going to go ahead and support. Remember, like I told you, this Workers' Agenda was sent to all political parties. Are you saying that we sent it to all political parties in the hope that all of them would have signed it and say if they were successful in becoming a party, all right, that they would carry out the Workers' Agenda? Are you saying that all of those who signed, we were going to commit to say, well, we can support you because you signed, or we can support the other because you signed, or we can support the other? There's no singular say that we were going to support anybody. So that's disingenuous to even say.
Listen to the language, Evan.
I thought that there would have been a representative from each major political party to sign off on that agreement and said, this is something good for all workers, not just organized, but all workers in the country. Okay? And so, you have a cliche that people say, I for you, for me, I for you. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. So generally speaking, all right, that may be what is said. But you know, and I know, and everybody know, and I definitely know, that there are political operatives. Some of them are generals. All right? We have people in among our colleagues, union presidents, who are in the Senate. Some have gone on to become candidates on both sides of the fence.
Right.
The Congress could not commit. I don't know why people would say that.
Because that's what you
Congress
said.
Congress could not commit.
Because that's what you said.
Say, support this particular party.
You said,
we could say,
I agree that the PLP will be supported by the labor movement to become the next government of the
country.
The MOU said that the parties agree that the PLP will be supported by the labor movement to become the next government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. How is that unclear that you're committing the labor movement to support the PLP?
That would have been with the DNA, with the FNL. How could you support every
party to be the next government?
Understand what I'm saying. We wish we had that kind of power to galvanize our people behind one political party. But that's a fallacy. Okay? That's a fallacy.
All right, so what's your next move?
My next point?
What's your next move? What's your next move? Like, what are you
right
doing
now today?
Yeah, you guys have a problem. Like, these people are saying that they don't agree. So how does that get ratified?
Even listen.
And why you got to ratify it after you sign it? I don't
understand. But are we going to do what?
Why do you ratify it after you sign it? Because the Secretary General is claiming that some document was already approved.
Pending ratification, because we knew there was always going to be challenges within the movement. There's always challenges. There's always pros and cons. You always try to get the majority. And right now, the majority of the unions who are financial in the Congress support the Workers' Agenda. The majority of financial unions in the National Congress of Trade Unions support the Workers' Agenda.
That's fine. They don't support the PLP.
Support the Workers' Agenda.
That's fine, but what you did wasn't give them the Workers' Agenda and just give it to everybody. You went to the PLP and said, I'm supporting the PLP because these are the tenets.
No, that's really wrong. I'm saying to you, as far as I know, the Workers' Agenda was sent to all political parties at the same time.
I understand that. But you ultimately put the side.
Only one say it for Lincoln Bain, for what I understand, and I don't want to quote him because I didn't speak with him. Uh-huh. Say it for that particular grouping communicated officially and said they endorsed it. But the Progressive Liberal Party sent it back critiquing certain things, suggesting for clarity on certain things, and that's how the debate came about.
Well, I tell you what.
So I just wanted to be clear that no way that we try to force the workers to support one particular party. We understand that. We understand the dynamics. As I told you before, within our own rights around our own table. For instance, we have Zane Lightbourne, we have Nicole Martin, we have Jennifer Isaac Dodson, we have Mr. Cornish, All of these were around the table. These are now people who have chosen different sides of the divide. There's no way we could be hope. I wish one day we had that kind of power. But there's no nothing to that language to speak that we are out there. And there may be proponents.
The language is it's crystal clear. It's Evans, come on. It's crystal clear that you're saying that you guys support the PLP to become the next government. It's crystal clear. And I think that erred in doing so because now you have a problem.
Pardon?
You perhaps should not have done that because now you have a problem. I can see you sign an agreement with the PLP, you know, and go, if you win, the government will work on this. But not, I support the PLP.
Let me give you an example. BPSU, for example, Jeff had an audience, at least the Clinton I saw. I was privy to a meeting he had with the current government and the prime minister, or at least the cabinet, I was told. And he came out and saying he was not pleased with the results of the meeting.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, these are all issues. Mm-hmm. Now, I won't disclose personally the conversation he had with me and what he's going to do or whatever. But this is the silly season. We knew that we were going to not have 100% support behind it. And so those who took advantage and wanted to use fake names was unfortunate, because if you really, really leave from a legal perspective, they have no grounds to say, because they're the minority who said that they disagree.
I hear you, but what I'm saying to you is, I think it was a strategic error on your part and Mr. Ferguson's part to go and do that without making sure everybody was on board.
Everybody was never going to be on board.
Then how could you commit the whole labor movement to it?
You can only go with the majority.
You
That's
said
democracy. You can only go with the labor movement. The majority. You would never have everybody, even in any church you go to, any organization, you would never have 100% support for anything. There's always be a fraction that don't agree.
My brother.
But we hope that those who disagree is not the majority.
Evan.
When the majority disagrees, then you have an issue.
If the Anglican bishop comes out and goes, we pledge to support the PLP, the Anglican Church pledges to support the PLP for the next government of the Bahamas, how is that unclear?
Let me ask you this. That means that if the Anglican bishop, let me use your example, if the Anglican bishop made that decree, are you saying that every Anglican, because I am an Anglican,
what the bishop is saying?
Are you saying that every Anglican is going to vote for your token for that party? Because
you're the head of the union. You speak for all the members of the umbrella union.
Yeah, but we also understand.
You don't just speak for a few of them. Unions,
we are the purest organization when it comes to democracy. We are at its core. We are the purest. We seek the opinions of everybody from the floor. And we have never, rarely we have 100% support. Okay, rarely we do. Okay? But we always go with the majority.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the clarity about the whole background and everything. So,
Hello? So
how are you going to get it ratified? I got to go to a break here.
Are we going to get it ratified?
Right.
We'll take it, and if the majority support, that's it. But I'll let you go to a break. If you want to call me back, Mark Light, you can do that. But all we want to say is this. Every item in that workers' agenda is for the protection of all workers, whether they're in unions or not in unions. There's recommendations for livable wage. There's recommendations for education. Recommendations to protect workers after their working years are finished. No one will disagree with the tenets of the workers' agenda.
Okay. I got
it's
you.
It's unfortunate. But thank you for taking the time. Like I said, you have
I appreciate you calling in for clarity.
Yeah, no problem.
It's your stand-up guy. All right? Thanks a lot. All right. Bye. We got time. We coming back? We got a couple minutes to come back? All right, let's take the break and we'll come back.
It's a hot primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat all summer long with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large two-topping pizza, 1 liter Coke product, and a free cheesy bread. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's free, all just for $21. Have a primo summer at one of our Marco's stores today. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
This weekend, the FNM is rolling red in Nassau. Drive up to the Rolling Red Candidate Launch and Rally Saturday the 28th at the QE Sports Center Carnival Grounds, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a drive-in rally, y'all, so stay in your cars and trucks. Live entertainment with the Singing Bishop, Lawrence Roll, Wendy, KB, Sammy Starr, Novi, and DJ Money Like Dirt. COVID protocols will be observed. Join the FNM this Saturday, and let's roll red.
yeah. FNM with future can mash up. It can mash up.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
It's summertime. The temperature is rising, the beach is calling, and the bills are piling up. You need relief. Let BOB make your summer as sweet as Eleuthera's finest pineapples with the lowest consumer loan rates in the country. Consolidate debt to reduce your monthly payments, secure funds for school fees and home repairs, or save big by switching to a BOB mortgage. Sweet relief is here. Apply today at BOB, your bank of solutions. Terms and conditions apply.
It is never easy to witness nature's wrath. One single named path of destruction over the course of a few hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, can change your life forever. When a hurricane strikes, be prepared. Let the insurance professionals at J.S. Johnson protect you, your property, and the ones you love. Be prepared. Visit the insurance experts at jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Many people wonder, what makes Boost Academy unique? Maybe it's our 8-to-1 student-staff ratio, the emphasis we place on student individuality, our focus on numeracy, literacy, and creating better citizens by sharpening students' critical thinking skills. One of our many talented teachers, program facilitators, and mentors. Or just maybe it is our commitment to taking full responsibility for your child's education, no hidden fees or costs. Regardless of what it is, let us help your child potential. Boost Academy is currently enrolling students of grades 4 through 12. Visit www.boostbahamas.com to apply now.
The PLP is hosting an economic summit where financial experts and business leaders share ideas and plans for transforming the Bahamian economy. Speakers will discuss the PLP's economic plan, a new blueprint to create a Bahamian economy that works for everyone. Discussions include opportunities in high tech, renewable energy, and training for entrepreneurs. Go to PLPEconomicSummit.com and learn how you can be part of a new Bahamian economy.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We got time for one more call before we go to the break. And we're going to be talking with the Bahamas Alzheimer's and Dementia Association for a bit after the break. And then we could circle back to Evans or the union matter. And nomination day. Are they on the line? What are we doing? No? Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy. This is Mr. Daniel Thompson.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. I'm great. I'm calling with regards to, and you had some questions regards to the workers' agenda?
Yeah, we just spoke to Mr. Evans.
And yeah, I heard the conversation with Mr. Evans.
So what further clarity?
Want to reiterate is that the workers' agenda is about improving conditions for workers.
I understand that, but let's be clear about what we're talking about. I'm talking about the agreement with the PLP, the workers' agenda. The agreement with the PLP has elements of the workers' agenda. But
yes,
you guys signed an agreement with the PLP saying that you're going to support the labor movement, will support the PLP. So, but Evans is saying that he's not telling them that everybody in the labor movement is going to support the PLP. How do you square those two?
As you would agree, the workers are not all similar. They're a mixture of different persons. I think the essence of the whole thing, and sometimes because we're in the silly season, we tend to conflate what's happening around us.
For a second, Mr. Thompson. You say because we're in the silly season, mm-hmm. but knowing that you're in the silly season, why go ahead and execute any agreement with the PLP? What did you expect to happen?
Well, like I said, Mr. I think the president spoke very clearly about what our position was, what happened. But the issue is that we are trying to, not just the PLP, but all political entities, to share with them their workers' agenda, simply saying, should you agree to support this agenda, then we encourage workers to support whoever supports the agenda. And that's non-political, because the opportunity was there for all parties, for all candidates. You're simply saying support persons who support workers, who support livable wage, who support the various articles that's listed in the workers' agenda. That's the essence of this whole thing. It is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You're cutting out.
It is being seen in a different light because we're in the silly season.
Yeah, but you signed it in the middle of the silly season, though.
Yeah,
what do you expect?
Its evolution was even beyond this period. And so it is just a culmination of after long discussions. But the essence is the workers' agenda. That is what we are talking about. That is what me as the president of UTEP. I'm not telling my members support any particular party. I'm simply saying, listen, as persons come to you, as they approach you, if they endorse an agenda that is beneficial to you, you ought to support whoever supports this agenda. That's a non-political position.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I got to go to news. I mean, I don't understand how it is anything but political if you're signing an agreement that says you support a particular political party, but I think you guys maybe executed this in the wrong way, perhaps, because there was bound to be people who are going to be upset. You know that. Anyway, let's go to news. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We'll get back to the union issues. I've had several union leaders call me and speak to this not too long ago. But right now, we're going to be talking about a very serious issue for a bit. And I think that it's an issue that a lot of people discredit it and don't pay attention to it, but it's a very, very serious issue, all right? So we're talking with the Bahamas Alzheimer's and Dementia Association. Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. Yeah, yeah. All right, but you deal with dementia.
Yes, yeah. Because dementia actually is the disease. Alzheimer's is a form of dementia.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but we have one of our medical persons, Dr. Indira Grimes, who will be giving you more. And I'm not the technical person, so she'll give you more on that.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. Now you're having an anniversary and events going on as well. So tell us about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, good afternoon, Vaughan. Of course, it's so good to be here with you.
It's great to have you.
And to represent the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. And this year is our first anniversary of becoming a registered organization with the Bahamas government. And so that was on the 17th of August. And so we're using that platform and to go right into September, which is recognized worldwide as World Alzheimer's Month. And then we will culminate on the 21st of September, which is World Alzheimer's Day. And so we're going to be having activities all throughout that time period. We've already had a number of activities. We've had talk shows we've had. We've had webinars, a webinar series, where people, gave their experiences and we were able to give them information. Upcoming, we will be, of course, celebrating our church service, which will be at St. Agnes Church. Then we're also going to be having some screenings for persons who wish to come in and have themselves screened. That'll be a part of our activities. We're going to have a walk. It's going to be a virtual walk, which is also on the 18th. So we have information about that. And then we also will be having World Alzheimer's Day, celebrating that, where we hope to paint the town purple. And so we'll be having T-shirts on sale. And so persons can wear their T-shirts and or wear something purple, even if not. And you can show where you're supporting Alzheimer's. And our theme, of course, for this event is Let's Talk About Dementia. Mm-hmm. And the reason, of course, why we want to talk about dementia is because we know that there is this stigma that is surrounding dementia and Alzheimer's. And so we want to bring the conversation out. Let people know that it's nothing to be ashamed of. The more you talk about it, the more you are able to get information. And the more information you have, of course, then the more empowered you are, because now you know what it is you need to do. So not only for those persons who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, but also for those who care for them, their family members, their caregivers, that they too can have information, because we know that that is something that is really lacking with the support. But the more you talk about it, the more it's out there in the open, then, of course, you will be able to get more information and be able to, help yourself.
And do it. And, absolutely. And well, when we also have joining us on the line, mm-hmm. The treasurer of your organization, okay. Paulette Davis, as mm-hmm. well as Dr. Indira Grimes, who's a director mm-hmm. of the organization. Mm-hmm. So what I want to ask, good afternoon, Dr. Grimes. Good afternoon, Ms. Davis.
Good afternoon.
Yes, okay. So what I want to first help our audience with is to explain what is dementia and what is Alzheimer's. So let us know what clinically what that is. Dr. Grimes?
Okay, I'll take it. So dementia is an umbrella term for a neuropsychiatric disorder of the brain where persons have deterioration or decline in certain cognitive functions, such as memory, thinking, and behavior. And this decline, the decline in these areas, cause interruption in independent functioning of daily activities. So you also have mild cognitive impairment. Mild cognitive impairment simply is a significant change in any of those areas of cognition, but the person can still function independently. And dementia, it can, mild cognitive impairment can lead to dementia when there is a deficit in the person being able to function in their everyday activities. And Alzheimer's disease is simply the most common type of dementia. It accounts for 60 to 80% of dementia. But there are other types like vascular dementia, dementia with Lewy bodies, frontotemporal dementia, Parkinson's associated dementia, et cetera, which are less common than Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, my mother suffered from vascular dementia. And I got to tell you, the reason I wanted you guys to come on is because if you have not personally dealt with somebody going through dementia, somebody you love, you don't understand how heartbreaking and gut-wrenching it is. And you need support because not only do you need to figure out how to best help the person that you love that's suffering, but you need support for yourself because you're trying to figure out how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And you run the gamut of emotions, right? Anger, mm-hmm. sadness, yes. guilt. Sometimes they all swirl all at once.
Because, you know, it is almost as though the person, it's like they're not there, like they've died, but they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, you have all of those feelings that you alluded to. But again, that is why we are here, because the Alzheimer's Association, especially for those persons who are having issues, having difficulties, we are here to assist. It's a group of individuals who have gone through this same thing that you're probably going through now. And so, you know, we're letting you know that you're not on your own, that there are others who are here who are able to, who understand what you're going through, and they can give you help, give you tips, hints as to how you can deal with and how you can manage the situation that you're going through.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about managing the situation. So Dr. Grimes, what do you do to help people with Alzheimer's? Because are there clinical treatments or dementia? Because nothing worked with my mom.
Well, every patient is different, and so but what I encourage persons to do first of all is that if there is any noticeable changes in cognitive function, for instance, if you're noticing that your loved one or yourself is seeing any change in memory, language, even social interaction is different than what is usually expected, then you should bring that to the attention of your healthcare provider, because that is a reason for screening for dementia.
Okay.
And then if dementia is diagnosed based on some cognitive tests, neuropsychiatric tests, some doctors may use a combination of both to, as well as they would do testing to rule out reversible causes of dementia, because you have irreversible causes and reversible causes. And so the reversible causes are usually where it's due to something secondary. For instance, maybe an infection is present, or a hormonal imbalance problem that just needs correction, and that can be found through a battery of tests, as well as we encourage, as guidelines tell us, brain imaging to rule out any focal brain disease that could be causing the changes in brain function. We treat the reversible causes if they're present. If they're not present and all the clinical tests lead to a diagnosis of dementia and or Alzheimer's, vascular, et cetera, then yes, we would discuss treatments. Now, treatments are out there. Drugs such as Aricept, that's a common one, memantine, or otherwise known as Namenda, are some of the more common drugs that help to deal with the chemical imbalance that can cause dementia symptoms. And they are helpful usually in mild to moderate cases to an extent. We are advised through guidelines that they're not as helpful in the advanced stage dementia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there are behavioral problems. Like I said, it's a neuropsychiatric disorder and it's a brain function disorder. So I always tell people that dementia is equivalent to a type of brain failure. And everything the brain does, even things that we take for granted, involuntary activities, et cetera, are affected in dementia.
Yeah.
And so personality issues can happen, mental health changes, psychiatric symptoms can come about, agitation, sleep problems, appetite issues, and so on. And so where medications can be helpful with that, we do offer that treatment. But not every protocol for treatment is helpful to everyone. And sometimes there is a bit of trial and error, mm-hmm. unfortunately, to just help people through what they're going through. And like you mentioned, to help the carer or the caregiver, because they are going through it too. And there is a real thing as caregiver burden and caregiver stress. Many caregivers also themselves suffer healthcare issues as a result of caring for dementia patients. And we have to address that as well.
Absolutely. So tell us who's at risk for dementia and Alzheimer's.
Well, aging is the biggest risk factor.
Okay.
Although dementia is not a normal part of aging. Then other risk factors are illnesses such as diabetes, glucose intolerance has been shown to be associated as a risk factor for dementia.
I'm sorry, what is glucose intolerance?
Well, for instance, persons who have difficulty metabolizing sugar. So that may be the pre-diabetic or the diabetic patient. Okay. So as well as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, these things can put persons at risk because they also put you at risk of developing stroke and circulation issues in the brain, which would, again, lead to damage to the brain cells and therefore dementia symptoms. There's also genetic risk factors. Studies have shown that persons with immediate family members who have had dementia, particularly between siblings, may be at risk of developing the syndrome. And brain injury, brain trauma can also put one at risk. These are the more common risk factors.
So essentially, two-thirds of the population would be at risk for dementia at some point. Not that it's a laughing matter, but we have blood pressure problems in the Bahamas. We have diabetes problems in the Bahamas. And it's a real thing. I tell people that they have to be aware that when the doctors are saying, keep your blood pressure in check, and you go, well, I feel fine, it's not because they're concerned that you're going to flop out from a stroke immediately, unless your blood pressure is way up. Mm-hmm. It's because what happens is the pressure on your blood vessels starts to cause them to shrink and die. And that's what led to my mother's vascular dementia. Mm-hmm. Parts of her brain stopped working. And she would go through a process of confabulation to try to piece together what memories and things was still there. Mm-hmm. It's a very frightening thing to witness, and I can't imagine what it must be like to go through.
And, you know, it's even more important today with COVID-19, where we know the healthcare system cannot support any type of, right, even now, it's, you know, to its breaking point, it's already broken. And so right now, it is even more important that persons, like you say, pay attention to these types of things. And also that, you know, we have that more awareness because we know that these things can lead to the dementia or to the Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Later on
now. So we really need to pay attention.
Okay, so let's hear from Ms. Davis. We haven't heard from her yet. Tell us, Ms. Davis, how can people contact the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association? How can they get involved, seek support, et cetera?
Well, we're in the process of looking for support. And one of the key things that we want to do is to find a physical location. And that location would allow us to do a variety of things. One of the most important in the initial stages is being able to piggyback off of what Ministry of Health and Social Services may do and help persons who find they're in need of bed pads and insure and some of the medical things that come with the progression of the disease. So we are available. We have a website, which is www.BahamasAlzheimer'sAssociation.org. We also have a Facebook page, so donations can be made. And as Wendy said, we are trying to now pull the virtual walk, which is one way that we're hoping to get some additional funds. And one of the things that I don't think she mentioned, we're with the walk, we're doing a memory walk to a what's the memory garden. Mm-hmm. So we're also selling a variety of flowers, nylon flowers, the intention being that each flower represents.
And I have one here for you.
Thank you. Where's the memory garden?
It's going to be.
So the idea behind the memory garden is that we create a location, and for this purpose, Central Bank has been kind enough to grant us a spot in front of the bank, and we're inviting people to take their flower and plant it to create a memory garden spot in honor of Alzheimer's and the person. It could be that you have somebody that's passed. It could be somebody that you're supporting. It could be just that you want to support the disease or that you are a caregiver. So each flower has a different meaning, and we will create this virtual garden. We're hoping that people will go out and take a picture and hashtag Let's Talk Dementia, et cetera, so that people know that we're here, because all this time we haven't had an association, and we need people to know that we are here to support them and help them.
Well, it's a great, great thing that you're doing. I'm very happy that you're doing it. People need to be aware of this. It's a very real thing, and it's a very sad and difficult process for everybody involved. And so I thank you guys for the work that you're doing. It's important work as far as I'm concerned. And I hope that you get all the support and funding that you definitely need. Any last remarks you want to give about your association?
Just as we said, they have the you can be able to contact us. We also have a phone that you can contact, 828-6774. That's 828-6774. So you can also WhatsApp that number. We can give you information, and then we can also provide information for you on our activities that we will be having for the rest of September. And also, you know, where you can sign up and get the T-shirts and the registration for the memory walk and the flowers.
Okay. And lastly, Dr. Grimes, I just wanted to ask you, so that people can be aware, how do you, other than regulating your blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes, how can you prevent, how can you best prevent yourself from getting dementia and Alzheimer's?
Well, definitely all of those things you mentioned, as well as just keeping a generally healthy lifestyle, you know, maintaining exercise. Exercise is the number one thing that healthcare providers would recommend, because it not only prevents those chronic medical issues, but also is a form of treatment of them to maintain normal blood sugar levels, to lower blood pressure, lower blood cholesterol, as well as it provides good circulation to the brain, because the brain needs the circulation for the cells to work and function. And so this is part of not only prevention, but treatment. And then healthy diet, the Mediterranean type diet is what is generally recommended, where there's lots of fruits and vegetables, protein, and low fat and sugar. And so we need to lower that and, of course, increase our water intake. And just maintain, if you do have chronic medical issues like diabetes, high cholesterol, or even endocrine disorders like thyroid problems, make sure that they're under control, that you're maintaining your medical treatment that's recommended for it and your checkups so that they don't become, you know, worse and progress. And then if you're devoid of all of that, you're maintaining a healthy lifestyle, but you're getting older, and unfortunately, the risk for dementia is about 30% by the age 85. It starts off at about 3 to 5% after the age of 65, and then pretty much triples with each decade after that. Wow. Just aging can be a high risk factor. And so if you or your loved one notices any early changes in language, memory, or behavior that is just not the usual, and it's not triggered by anything, there's no good explanation for it, that should be brought to the healthcare provider's attention as soon as possible and be investigated so that if there's any treatment that can be put in place early to help things from progressing sooner than later, then, you know, these are the things I would recommend to be done.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Grimes. Thank you so much, Ms. Davis. Thank you so much, Wendy Poitier, for coming on the show today. I do hope that people, this has helped some people and that they'll get some help because of it. All right.
Let's remember, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Let's not keep it covered, not keep it hush-hush. It, you know, needs to get out in the open, and so that everybody will be able to, at least we'll be able to move ahead when we take the veil off of it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much for coming today. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back on the other side of it. Stay tuned.
Rolling Red in Nassau. Drive up to the Rolling Red Candidate Launch and Rally Saturday the 28th at the QE Sports Center Carnival Grounds, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a drive-in rally, y'all, so stay in your cars and trucks. Live entertainment with the Singing Bishop, Lawrence Roll, Wendy, KB, Sammy Starr, Novi, and DJ Money Like Dirt. COVID protocols will be observed. Join the FNM this Saturday and let's roll red.
FNM with Future Gamma Shop.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Many people wonder, what makes Boost Academy unique? Maybe it's our 8-to-1 student-staff ratio, the emphasis we place on student individuality, our focus on numeracy, literacy, and creating better citizens by sharpening students' critical thinking skills. One of our many talented teachers, program facilitators, and mentors. Or just maybe it is our commitment to taking full responsibility for your child's education, no hidden fees or costs. Regardless of what it is, let us help your child reach their full potential. Boost Academy is currently enrolling students of grades 4 through 12. Visit www.boostbahamas.com to apply now.
Jamal, you just sitting there drinking coconut water and smiling. Do you realize the children's school fees are due?
Yep.
And you know we gotta fix this roof, right?
Uh-huh.
And the house insurance is due again.
No problem.
No problem? How are we going to afford it all?
Honey, relax. I'm into BOB. It's all taken care of.
Apply today for a BOB consumer loan or switch and save on your mortgage with BOB. Your bank of solutions. Terms and conditions apply.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, this government was nowhere to be seen.
Your aid is coming from the U.S. What are you getting from the Bahamian government?
Nothing at all.
Survivors questioned if help from the government would ever arrive.
As relief supplies are now finally arriving, volunteers complain about Bahamian government red tape.
At this point in time, we are on our own, and we're trying to get our government officials, please come down here and show your faces.
When they were needed most, this government was nowhere to be found.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
This weekend, the FNM is rolling red in Nassau.
Drive up to the Rolling Red Candidate Launch and Rally Saturday the 28th at the QE Sports Center Carnival Grounds, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a drive-in rally, y'all, so stay in your cars and trucks. Live entertainment with the Singing Bishop, Lawrence Roll, Wendy, KB, Sammy Starr, Novi, and DJ Money Like Dirt. COVID protocols will be observed. Join the FNM this Saturday and let's roll.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We were talking with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. We will now revert back to our previous discussion. We were talking current affairs, and the thing with the union and the unions and the PLP was attempting to be explained to me. I think I have a good grasp of it. I just don't think you can claim that there's no politics in it. This says, Juan, we want to get back to the union matter. Well, you know, you give me some time, all right, to talk about an issue that's very important to me. I'd appreciate that. I know you want to be entertained, but this is important. Very, very important. Juan, I disagree with you. This was executed incorrectly. I disagree with you that this was executed incorrectly. This is brilliant on the union side to get a written commitment by parties to address the workers' agenda. If winning the government is brilliant, this is being muddied by those who don't want advancement and to be held accountable. This is powerful for the unions. I hope the other parties sign the MOU. Okay, two things about that. The first thing is, I got no problem with the union supporting a political party if that is what the union wants to do. But the union is not in agreement that that's what they want to do. The second thing is, you can't support all political parties. That makes no sense. How could I support you and your opponent? What the hell does that even mean? So you can have an agreement with every party, but you can't all tell them I support you to become the government. It makes zero sense. And you know it does. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? No? All right, call us back. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Now, this tongue in cheek. You're not having for press secretary.
The who?
For press secretary. That's why I got a sharp brain, and he know how to talk.
Who, Bernard? Now,
yes. He's sharp. He had you. Listening to him, like Kellyanne Conway on CNN. You listen, she talks.
Mm-hmm.
Listen now. See, you went to the church. The church straight. Pastor get, he family get duty-free stuff, tax-free stuff. You bought it with a tax, duty-free, they'll pick sides. Family family can bring it up duty-free and tax-free. Or AC, 6,000 tons AC-free, duty-free. And listen back, this is politics. For the last 4 years, the unions, the books have been crying. So if the head of the union say, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
If the head of the union say, we are such a moat, you'll be busy eating, you're going to be laughing to be busy eating, so you tell the members below him, much less put their feet to the fire. Let's wait and see. For the last 4 years, they've been crying. In the States, the big steel workers, I would raise the Chinese tariff on steel. So said, so done. But you said I would cut Obama emission on coal. That's our politics. You can still go vote who you want to vote to in the box, you know. But you know your family ain't eating. So that's our politics, Warren. Simple as that.
Okay.
For the last 4 years, workers have been crying. Every union, the doctors' union crying now. The nurses' union crying right now. Dr. Minnis called a national party for 3 weeks. So right now, his name is Dr. Death for me. Dr. Death. That's his name for me from now on. Dr. Death.
Okay. Good afternoon. Let's go to the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm fine, man. I'm fine. I finally registered online to take my father's shot. I've been on the Johnson & Johnson. I'll take my shot on the 31st. The first one on the 31st. I think that's Tuesday coming.
Oh, wow.
I've been on the Johnson & Johnson.
Excellent.
You know,
good for you.
I agree with Robert D. Robert makes some sense today. He makes some sense today. And that's why I don't go to church. All the pastors, all the banana, all the ones, JP, I'm busted tax-free. They went to me and you. Within, under our constitution, I'm entitled to get a bus plate, a taxi plate, or jet ski. That's corruption. That's greed. That's selfishness. That's why I keep telling you guys, the most screwed out of this country mess with everyone. They need to die out or get out the way. The young people stay scared of the police. They're scared of the judges because they see the system could corrupt. all the politicians, all of them, attacking one another, and all you know, all kind of poses, and doing garbage. Even documents was on the right track, you know. Documents won't give out, they won't lie, you know. Fully, I can lie, but they listen, you know. And they can't tell this lie, and they, you know. But big people, like, sell too much. And that's why I like people from Auckland and places like that. They don't, Auckland people don't sell land. They don't sell the land. Big people, like, to sell. We want this country, he ain't gonna change. Nothing happened to this country, one between you, until 2027. When the Joshua Kruger takes this country, you see, it's a letter that somebody leaked some information in the government office. He should be made example of. He's got 30 years in jail, and everything you want to take from him.
And okay, we ain't gonna deal with that at this moment. So, I know what you're referring to, but we're going to do this with sense, all right? We're not gonna just throw stuff around and see what sticks. Okay, the... I guess we're not going to get out of the union issue. Let's read some text. It says, hey, Juan, you have a beautiful wife. Unless there's trouble in paradise, you should not have any issues sleeping. No, no trouble. Good day, Juan. Have you tried magnesium glycinate? I have not. I don't even know what that is. I'll write it down. Where's my pen? Magnesium glycinate. This says, no one, they'll still drag their sick behinds to the polls and infect everyone. Yeah, the election, y'all be careful, man. I'm telling you, be careful. All right? You know, COVID ain't like killing everybody, but a lot of people are at risk. You want to be very careful. It says, hi, if they broke into the headquarters and stole Dr. Minnis, it would be a travesty. This says, hi Juan, why do you think Renward Wells took Elmo with him to nominate? I can understand Cookie Monster, but Elmo? I don't, Cookie Monster, that's funny. I don't get it. I don't get what Elmo has to do with it. I'm going to be real with you. Is it because Elmo's red? Why are you dragging Elmo into it? And why do you need a man in a Muppet suit to follow you to the polls? I don't get it. Somebody help me. All right. The it says Minnis did a poor job protecting the Bahamian people. Bank took her home because the business she worked at closed. She could not make the payment while his minister is building second homes. Yeah, I know several people who are having problems with their mortgages. One, the FNM is the government now, and unions can't get any results. So what? They're going to negotiate with them. So why not talk to anyone else? Again, you talk to them. Just don't tell me it's not political. And if it were me, I would not be doing it, coming out and saying, unless I was absolutely certain that everyone was on the same run, I wouldn't say that. Labor and politics has been long commingled. It is what it is. You got political leaders coming out of the labor movement, many, many. All right, they used to be surrounded by the Labor Party, the Workers' Party. Right? So I don't sit in a dream world where I think that there's no politics involved in these unions. What I'm saying is, if you're going to jump on a side, and because that's what you did, you need to make sure everybody's on board that we're going on this side. Good afternoon, Juan. I personally see nothing wrong with what the unions did. During the USA presidential elections, there are organizations that endorse the Democrats and Republicans, such as the Teamsters Union, Airline Pilots Union, and more. I mean, you're right. And I agree that you can do it. It says, yes, Juan, you can support more than one party, but elect one. I support coalition, this government, go round, but have to vote for one. But yeah, the idea that you have equanimity of support in politics is ridiculous. Right? You have to, if you make a choice, you make a choice. I can't choose everybody. Okay, do this for me. When you go into the ballot box, put your X in every box and see what happens. They will spoil, you have spoiled your ballot. It will not be counted. You can't support everybody. It doesn't make logical sense. Let's do a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Dwarf.
How's it going?
All right. You know, Mr. McCartney, all of these unions, they're for a particular class of workers. You know, if you ask them what percentage of them, their workers were on the livable wage, that you would see, you know. If it's more than 50%, all they had to do was advocate for livable wage, and then the government would have a memorandum of understanding or what you call it, a mandate for all the workers, truly all the workers, all the slave workers, all the low workers who are not paying, making our livable wage. You see, so the unions, all they do is put the burden on the poor people.
Listen, you're saying that.
Yeah,
the unions are asking the government to institute a livable wage. They're not asking the government to institute a livable wage just so they can benefit. Everybody's going to benefit from it. So they're actually advocating on behalf of all workers.
If you're talking about your union, these are the things that unions do. They seem like they're bargaining agents for the employers, not the workers. Because if you understand what I'm saying, and that would take care of all the workers all those temporary workers. You know,
but if they institute a livable wage, it's going to be a universal thing. Everybody will benefit from it.
It would be.
So why are you saying that it's not for all workers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is if they would advocate for a livable wage, then they would truly be representing all the workers of the nation.
That's what they're doing.
I mean, their memorandum of understanding with the PLP, they represent the workers in their unions, not all the ununionized workers in this country.
You're unwilling to concede your point, because the memorandum of understanding says they're working toward, the government will work toward a livable wage. They want the government to institute a livable wage. So every worker is going to benefit from it.
Okay, so watch me. This livable wage, right? The livable wage is $600 a week. Come on, man. The PLP government said they're going to start at $250. Come on, man. That's a slap in the face.
I think it's at 300.
That's a pure slap in the face.
All right. Let's do the phone call. No? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah. My take on this memorandum of understanding, right? What I would prefer the union members union leaders them to do is, why do you even go or try to negotiate with this government in now?
I think they did. They've been trying to do that. They haven't been very fruitful with that. Hello? Hello? All right. We got to wrap up anyway. It says, Juan, you're off base with this. If you invite all political parties to come on your show today and only the PLP shows up, then you'd be accused as pro-PLP. But you're proving my point, right? Aren't you? If I invite every political party to come on and just the PLP comes and I say I support the PLP, then clearly I've chosen a political side, right? Can you support more than one political party at a time? I'm confused. Isn't that the point of the election? Is the person who gains the most support wins? You guys, I don't get it. We gotta go. You guys have a great weekend. All right? So, says it's okay to say you don't want to spoil your ballot, that you think it's a waste of time, but be honest about what it actually is. Yeah, sure. All right. If you check every box, they're gonna toss your ballot. I want you know that. All right? It says, Juan, you keep agreeing with what everyone says about the union MOU, so what exactly are you objecting to? I'm saying you shouldn't have gone and committed the union's support to the PLP when you didn't have the backing of everybody in the union. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't have done it. Don't come tell me you're not supporting the PLP, because that's exactly what you said. We got to go. You guys have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. God's fair life. Have a great day, and take care out there, Bahamas.